Welcome to a special live episode of Community Stories. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. Now, this story is an opportunity to hear voices from our community, and tonight we get to hear from our young listeners who want to call in with their Christmas wish lists for Santa. Now is a great time to mention that we have an awesome lineup of sponsors for these shows. I want to thank the Elks Lodge, El Cafe, Pro Seamless, Gary's Coins, and Edward Jones for their generous sponsorship of our live community story show this week. Now, this is a live call-in show, so we want to hear from you. Kids, that number to call is 715-424-1300. Now, I had to put in my request to get Santa for these special live shows this week, but he's more than a little busy this time of year, as you can expect. So, while I couldn't get Santa today, I managed to book the next best person, his administrative assistant elf, Miss Holly. Now, Miss Holly is also busy, but as we know, admin assistants keep all the wheels turning and they get things done on time. So just to be on the safe side, let's check in with Miss Holly and make sure she's ready to take calls from the kiddos. Miss Holly, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Holly. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're coming through loud and clear.
Oh, great. We're about to invite the kids to call in. Now, I know you don't need reminding, but just to remind you, the kids are calling in with their Christmas wish list for Santa.
Yep, all ready when you are.
Okay, and how are those lists going to get to Santa?
Oh, well, I was going to attach some to the reindeer, but the reindeer don't seem very cooperative tonight, so I'm going to fold them all into the shape of a paper airplane, and then I'm going to shoot it right into this tube, right? And this tube takes it into Santa's workshop, and it's going to land right on his desk.
Oh, wow. That sounds fantastic. Have you had those tubes installed recently?
No. They were installed by Jingle? Jangle. Mr. Jingles. Who recently retired. Yeah, he installed those. That's why he got to stick around for so long. Yeah.
He's such a great guy, although he loves to eat all the cookies, I've heard.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Well, Miss Holly, thank you. We'll let you get back to work until we get some callers.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, again, kids, that number to call is 715-424-2600. Call up right now, and I'll put you in contact with Miss Holly. As you can hear, she's real sweet. And she'll be sure to make sure that everything on your list gets to Santa. You know, those the paper airplanes sound like a fun way to get them there and through the tubes. Well, call up anytime during the show. And in between callers, I'm going to tell you some Christmas stories, and we have songs and poems to share. If the phone lines are busy, just try again in a couple minutes. Unfortunately, we can only take one caller at a time, but we do want to hear from you. That number to call again is 715-424-2600, or it's just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. So call up now, but I guess while we're waiting for callers, let's listen to this lovely little poem called The Christmas Stocking.
I don't believe that Santa Claus will come to you and me,
said little crippled Nell.
Because we are so poor, you see. And then I don't believe the chimbley's wide enough for him. Do you think that Santa Claus will come when all the lights are dim?
Of course he comes to everyone, dear, whether rich or poor. Now go to bed, dear Nell, said Nan. He'll come tonight, I'm sure.
I don't know if by chimney or if by stair he crept, but sure enough he visited the room where Nellie slept. He brought a golden orange and a monkey red and blue that climbed a little wooden stick in a way I couldn't do. He hung them in Nell's stocking, and Nan was right, be sure, that Santa Claus loves everyone, however rich or poor.
We have our first caller here. What is your name, young man or person?
Griffin Berry.
Griffin. All right, Griffin. I'm going to send you over to Miss Holly, and you can share your Christmas wish list. All right.
All right.
All right. Here she is.
Hi. Is this Griffin?
Yeah.
Hi, Griffin. It's very nice to hear you. What would you like me to tell Santa you would like for Christmas?
I would like A good Lego set.
Ooh, a good Lego set. That one's a classic. All right, I'll personally pick one out for you, Griffin. You sound like a special kid, right? Okay, so
yeah,
let me just specially chosen Lego set for Griffin. All right. Thank you very much, Griffin.
If you could, I like One Piece.
Oh, Oh, a one-piece Lego set. Not just one piece in the Lego set, right? It's that no. That's like a thing, right?
Like okay. Anime.
Oh, okay. So like the cartoon. Got it. All right. One-piece Lego set. Correction.
They don't have actual Lego sets, but they have off-brand versions.
Got it. We're shopping the off-brand section. Got it. Okay. Thank you very much, Griffin. Is there anything else that you want me to tell Santa?
That he's the best.
Oh, awesome. Okay, chocolate chip cookies, soft in the center. Don't forget it. Goodbye, Griffin. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you, Miss Holly.
I was happy to help. Griffin seemed cool.
He did. He seemed like a great young kid. And I'm glad you got that wish list right through those tubes to Santa.
I sure did. Those tubes are efficient.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to get your calls. You can see how easy it is. Just call up 715-424-2600. We'll put you right in touch with Miss Holly. And as you can see, she is probably the most responsible elf I have ever met personally. She'll be sure to get those wish lists directly to Santa without delay. So just call up 715-424-2600 and or you can call through the free Civic Media app. Well, while we're waiting for those calls, I'm going to share a wonderful Christmas story with you called Christmas in the Barn. Now, I will be reading the story live, so feel free to call up at any point and we will pause the story to get you in touch with Miss Holly. We don't want to miss getting these important lists to Santa. So that number again is 715-424-2600. Now here's Christmas in the Barn by F. Arnstein. Only two more days and Christmas would be here. It had been snowing hard, and Johnny was standing at the window looking out at the soft white snow which covered the ground half a foot deep. Presently, he heard the noise of wheels coming up the road, and a wagon turned in at the gate. Presently, Johnny was very curious to know what the wagon could be bringing. He pressed his little nose close to the cold window pane, and to his great surprise, saw two large Christmas trees. Johnny wondered why there were two trees, and quickly turned to run and tell Mama about it. But then he remembered that Mama was not at home. She had gone to the city to buy some Christmas presents, and would not return until quite late. Johnny began to feel that his toes and fingers had gone quite cold from standing at the window so long, so he drew his own little chair up to the cheerful great fire and sat there quietly thinking. Pussycat, who had been curled up like a little bundle of wool in the very warmest corner, jumped up and, going to Johnny, rubbed her head against his knee to attract his attention. He patted her gently and began to talk to her about what was in his thoughts. He had been puzzling over the two trees, which had come, and at last had made up his mind about them. "I know now, Pussycat," he said, "why there are two trees. This morning, when I kissed Papa goodbye at the gate, he said he was going to buy one for me, and Mama, who was busy in the house, didn't hear him say so. And I'm sure she must have brought the other one. But what shall we do with two Christmas trees?" Pussycat jumped into his lap and purred and purred. A plan suddenly flashed into Johnny's mind. "Would you like to have one, Pussycat?" Pussycat purred more loudly, and it seemed almost as though she had said yes. "Oh, I will. I will, if Mama will let me. I'll have a Christmas tree out in the barn for you, Pussycat, and for all the pets. And then you'll be as happy, and I shall be with my tree in the parlor." By this time, it had grown quite late. There was a ring at the doorbell, and quick as a flash, Johnny ran, with happy, smiling face, to meet Papa and Mama and give them a loving kiss. During the evening, he told them all that he had done that day, and also about the two big trees which the man had brought. It was just as Johnny had thought. Papa and Mama had each bought one, and it was so near Christmas that they thought they would not send either of them back. Johnny was very glad of this, and he told them of the happy plan he had made, and asked if he might have the extra tree. Papa and Mama smiled a little as Johnny explained his plan, and they said he might have the tree, so Johnny went to bed feeling very happy. That night, his papa fastened the tree onto a block of wood so that it would stand firmly, and then set it in the middle of the barn floor. The next day, when Johnny had finished his lessons and went into the kitchen and asked Annie the cook if she would save the bones and the potato parings and all the other leavings from the day's meals and give them to him the following morning. He also begged her to give him several cupfuls of salt and oatmeal, which she did, putting them in paper bags for him. Then she gave him the dishes he asked for, a few chipped ones not good enough to be used at the table, and an old wooden bowl. Annie wanted to know what Johnny intended to do with these things, but he only said, "Wait until tomorrow, then you shall see." He gathered up all the things that the cook had given him and carried them to the barn, placing them on a shelf in one corner, where he was sure no one would touch them, and where they would be all ready for him to use the next morning. Christmas morning came, and as soon as he could, Johnny hurried out to the barn, where stood the Christmas tree, which he was going to trim for all of his pets. The first thing he did was to get a paper bag of oats. This he tied to one of the branches of the tree for Brownie the mare. Then he made up several bundles of hay and tied these on the other side of the tree, not quite up so high where Whiteface the cow could reach them, and on the lowest branches some more hay for Spotty the calf. Next, Johnny hurried to the kitchen to get the things Annie had promised to save for him. She had plenty to give. With his hands and his arms full, he went back to the barn. He found three lovely bones with plenty of meat on them. These he tied together to another branch of the tree for Rover, his big black dog. Under the tree, he placed the big wooden bowl and filled it well with potato parings, rice, and meat left over from yesterday's dinner. This was the full and tempting trough for Piggywig. Near this, he placed a bowl of milk for Pussycat, on one plate the salt for the pet lamb, and on another the cornmeal for the dear little chickens. On the top of the tree, he tied a basket of nuts. These were for his pet squirrel. And I almost forgot to tell you of the bunch of carrots tied very down low where White Soft Bunny could reach them. When all was done, Johnny stood off a little way to look at this wonderful Christmas tree. Clapping his hands with delight, he ran to call Papa and Mama and Annie, and they laughed out loud when they saw what he had done. It was the funniest Christmas tree they had ever seen. They were sure the pets would like the presents Johnny had chosen. Then there was a busy time in the barn. Papa and Mama and Annie helped bringing the animals into the barn, and before long, Brownie, Whiteface, Spotty, Rover, Piggywig, Pussycat, Lambikin, and Chickens, the squirrel, and Bunny the rabbit were all led to his own Christmas breakfast on and under the tree. What a funny sight it was to see them all standing around looking happy and contented, eating and drinking with such an appetite. While watching them, Johnny had another thought, and he ran quickly to the house and brought out the new trumpet which Papa had given him for Christmas. By this time, the animals had all finished their breakfast, and Johnny gave a little toot on his trumpet as a signal that the tree festival was over. Brownie went neighing and prancing to her stall. Whiteface walked demurely over with a bellow, and with a bellow with Spotty, the calf, running at her heels, tried to imitate. The little lamb skipped, bleeding away. Piggywig walked off with a grunt. Pussycat jumped on the fence with a meow, and Squirrel sat up in the tree, cracking her nuts. Bunny hopped to her snug little quarters, while Rover barked loudly, chasing the chickens back to their coop. Such a hubbub of noises. Mama said it sounded as if they were all trying to say, "Merry Christmas to you, Johnny. Merry Christmas to all." You've been listening to Community Stories Live, the special elf call show. And now we have another caller. Let's see who we've got on the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
I don't like you.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I don't like you.
Oh, thanks. Well, I hope Santa wasn't listening, because that might not go over well for your Christmas wish list.
Santa might not have been listening, but I sure was. Holy heck.
Oh, Miss Holly, I'm glad you were listening in. Well, we do hope to hear from you, and that number to call is 715-424-2600. You can talk to Miss Holly, but make sure that you're calling in with good things to say, because she's Santa's direct assistant there, and she'll let him know. She'll be sure to get your wish list to dear old Saint Nick. And we are delighted to have local sponsors for these live shows this week. They include the Elks Lodge, Elk Cafe, Pro Seamless, Gary's Coins, and Edward Jones. They've made it possible for you to share your Christmas wish list with Santa live on air via Miss Holly. Now I have to tell you, Miss Holly is probably the most responsible elf I've ever met. So she'll be sure to get your Christmas wish list directly to Santa without delay. Well, we're going to take a moment to hear from our fantastic sponsors for this live show. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to this live episode of Community Stories. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. This special show tonight has extra special guests. You! That's right. The lines are open for you to call in with your Christmas wish list for Santa. Just call up at 715-424-2600 or through the free Civic Media app. Well, while we're waiting, let's check in with Miss Holly and see how things are going in the workshop. Are you there, Miss Holly?
Merry Christmas! I'm here and I'm ready to hear from more kids.
Oh, that's so great. How are things going with the elves?
Oh, they're going okay. Sprinkle, Tinkle, and Steve are kind of having a rough time over there.
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, we asked them to make hot cocoa because everyone was kind of wanting hot cocoa. It's hot cocoa time, you know?
Right.
And Steve kept dropping it, and Tinkle was starting to get mad, and so now they're all in timeout. It's fine. We're fine.
Okay. Well, you know, hopefully when we get some calls here, we're going to be able to put them to work with some special toy making.
That's the idea. They went and helped me find that one-piece Lego set right away.
Good.
Yeah, it's a real cool one. I hope Griffin's excited.
Oh, I'm so excited too. I hope so. Well, we need to make sure that you call up. And if you're calling up, make sure that you are calling up with good things on your Christmas wish list, because you wouldn't want Santa to hear from you and end up with coal this year. Is that right, Miss Holly?
Right, because we have caller ID, and I sure am sending those airplanes through the tube, too.
Okay, good. Well, since Santa couldn't be here tonight, Miss Holly, he asked you to share this special story, right?
Here it is. The night before Christmas, Santa read it himself just for you guys.
Oh, great, because he couldn't be here. Well, let's hear from The Night Before Christmas. And kids, while we're waiting for your call, we're going to listen to this poem.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. And the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. And the children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Well, away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. Well, the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear? But a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Well, more rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. And as dry leaves are before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. Well, as I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. Well, he was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. And a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. Well, his eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. For he was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. But a wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. For he spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. And he sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
What a wonderful classic Christmas poem. Thank you, Santa. We know he's busy right now, but he still wants to hear your Christmas wish list. So kids, call up right now. That number is 715-424-2600. We have our special elf to take your calls and make sure those lists get directly to Santa. So that number again is 715-424-2600 or just one button dial in with the Civic Media app. So in honor of the season, here is a wonderful Christmas tune. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, I love Christmas music this time of year. It really helps me get in the holiday spirit. This is Melissa Kay, and you're listening to a special live episode of Community Stories. We're inviting kids to call in right now to get their Christmas wish list to Santa. That number is 715-424-2600, or just a touch or two away on that Civic Media app. Now we have Santa's number one elf, Miss Holly, ready to take your calls and get those wish lists to the jolly big guy. Don't be timid, just call up. All right, let's take a call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Timmy.
Jimmy, I'm going to hand you over to Miss Holly.
Okay.
Hi, is this Timmy or Jimmy?
Timmy with a T.
Timmy with a T. It's very nice to hear you. What can I tell Santa you would like from your wish list?
I want a bike.
Okay, what color?
Blue.
You want a blue bike for Timmy with a T. Is there anything else you'd like me to tell Santa?
I don't know.
That's okay. You've done a great job, Timmy. I'm going to send this to the big guy.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Timmy. Thanks for getting that wish list in. Miss Holly, did you get that one to the big guy?
I did. It's already in the tubes.
Oh, great. Well, if the kids, you heard how easy it is. Just call right up, 715-424-2600. Miss Holly is ready and raring to take those calls and get those Christmas wish lists into the tubes. I didn't know that was a thing, Miss Holly.
Oh, it sure is a thing. It's been a thing for probably the last 100 years or so, at least.
Wow.
That's longer than I've been here.
Mr. Jangles worked for a really long time. He really did earn that retirement.
He did. I suppose, and all those cookies, too. Good thing Miss C makes the best.
They really did slow him down. He's doing so much better out of reach of the cookies.
Just had to put him on a higher shelf. So,
well, since he's not around the shop so much anymore, we hide him here so he can't reach him all the time, you know?
That's great. Oh, I'm glad to hear that the elves are having fun over there and working on those toys and that we're getting these calls for Santa. So just call up 715-424-2600. We will get your Christmas wish list to Santa. But for now, let's hear another poem while we're waiting for your calls. Here's James reading a poem called Sly Santa Claus.
Sly Santa Claus, Miss C.S. Stone. All the house was asleep and the fire burning low, when from far up the chimney came down a ho, ho, ho. A little round man with a terrible scratching dropped into the room with a wink that was catching. Yes, down he came, bumping and thumping and jumping, and picking himself up without sign of a bruise. Ho, 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 he kept on, as if bursting with cheer. Good children, gay children, glad children, see here. I have brought you fine dolls and gay trumpets and rings, Noah's arks and bright skies and a host of good things. I have brought a whole sackful, a packful, a hackful. Come hither, come hither, come hither and choose. Ho, 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 what is this? Why, they are asleep, but their stockings are up, and my presents will keep. So, in the candles, the books, and the toys, all the goodies I have for the good girls and boys. I'll ram them and jam them and slam them and cram them. All the stockings will hold while the tired youngsters snooze. All the while his round shoulders kept ducking and ducking, and his little fat fingers kept tucking and tucking, until every stocking bulging out on the wall as if we're bursting and ready to fall. And then, all at once, with a whisk and a whistle, and twisting himself like a tough bit of gristle, he bounced up again like the down of a thistle, and nothing was left but the prints of his shoes.
All right, well, we need to check in with our sponsors, and when we get back, we'll be ready to take your calls. So get your dialing fingers ready. That number is 715-424-2600 right after this. Welcome back to Community Stories on WFHR and also today on WIRI. I'm Melissa Kay, and we're here to take phone calls from the youngsters. That's right, we want to hear from you with your Christmas wish list. That number to call is 715-424-2600. Now, I'd like to quickly thank our sponsors, the Elks Lodge, El Cafe, Pro Seamless, Gary's Coins, and Edward Jones for helping us put this program on. The support of our great local businesses means we can bring you local programming like this, and like our other locally produced shows here on WFHR and WIRI. And I also want to mention, the Elks Lodge did get Santa for this Saturday. You can have breakfast with Santa on December 21st from 10 to 1 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. They're located at 430 West Jackson Street. This is a special time to bring your little ones for a delightful morning filled with wonder and joy. You do want to make reservations. That number is 715-697-9221 to make those reservations and have breakfast with Santa. Now, let's check in quick with Miss Holly and see how things are going in the workshop. Hey, Miss Holly?
Hey, we don't actually feed the reindeer much. Hey, you know, they prefer a variety of plants and mosses. Oh, and in the winter, they actually eat fungi.
I didn't know that. Well, let's take a call. We've got someone calling in. Oh. Hi, who's there?
This is Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, let's talk to, I'll send you over to Miss Holly. Miss Holly, this is Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy, what can I tell Santa for you?
Can I please have I don't know.
Oh, well, you sound like the type of boy that would perhaps like a bike helmet.
I don't have a bike.
Oh, well, then we'll send you a bike and a bike helmet. There you go, Jimmy. They'll be red. I'm folding it up for Santa. Thank you.
Awesome. You're so efficient with those tubes over there, Miss Holly.
They sure are. Oh, man, I'm so glad they were put in. Just brilliant work.
Well, are the reindeer ready for their big night coming up on Christmas?
Oh, they sure are. You know, part of why they're so uncooperative this evening is because they insist that they need extra rest. So this whole week, they're telling me they're supposed to hibernate, but they've never done that before. So
I didn't know reindeer hibernated.
They don't. They're sassy. So, so what I've been doing is sneaking a little bit of coffee into their fungi.
Ooh.
They don't notice. The flavors are strong.
You know, I have heard of that. Mushroom coffee?
Oh, yeah. Kind of a thing. Yeah, it's great for the brain and stuff. Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Gives them some extra energy?
Also for reindeer.
It's good to know. You get those reindeer all caffeined up and ready for their big night.
Right. I mean, it's not like they don't already rely on lattes when they're on Christmas night anyway. It's the same thing.
So Santa gets milk and cookies and the reindeer get lattes?
Oh, they sure do. You should definitely leave a vanilla latte for Rudolph. He's very particular. Oat milk. Oat milk.
Oh, he's lactose intolerant?
No, he just really likes oats.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah. Oats are one of his favorite things. Oat milk.
Mm. All right. Well, I suppose we'd better stop Jabberjaw and let those kids call up.
Of course. Right. With the wish lists. Have a wish list ready. Or at least a couple of items. Because I want to be sure to tell Santa something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to be ready and know what you're asking for. So you hear that, kids? Just call up 715-424-2600. And Miss Holly will jot down every item on your list and get them to Santa. But it's pretty good if you know what you want before you call. Well, we're already over halfway through the month of December. And Christmas is only 8 days away. But there's lots of the month left. Now let's listen to a poem read for us by Ashley called December.
This is the poem December by Harriet Blodgett. Oh, holy branch and mistletoe, and Christmas chimes wherever we go, and stockings pinned up in a row, these are thy gifts, December. And if the year has made thee old and silvered thy locks of gold, thy heart has never been a cold or known a fading ember. The whole world is a Christmas tree, and stars its many candles be. Oh, sing a carol joyfully, the year's great feast in keeping. For once on a December night, an angel held a candle bright and led the wise men by its light to where a child was sleeping.
That's such a great classic. Wonderful things happen in the month of December, but the prime event has got to be Christmas. So do you have those wish lists ready? Just call up 715-424-2600 and we'll get those Christmas wish lists to Miss Holly so she can tell you, or she can, yeah, you can have that conversation with her, but be ready with what you want. It's easy and she's nice. Now, if you're not ready yet, we could listen to another Christmas song. Let's hear the Christmas song. It's another one of my favorites.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child
is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Such a great classic Christmas song, but I definitely would rather be hearing from you out there. We're going to take a quick break, but I just wanted to check in with Miss Holly. Miss Holly, what happens to those kids who call in and then and maybe they have a change of heart?
So we did just take a phone call, and all of those naughty things also get forgiven by Santa Claus if you're just sorry. And so someone called in and said sorry, and so we sent that through the tubes for Santa too.
Well, we always want to be able to make sure Chris Santa gets those wish lists. Well, we've got a caller right now. Let's take him. Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello, this is Arthur Frieda with 92.7 WMDX.
Well, hi, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur! I heard that there was going to be a grown-up caller. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's always great. What would you like me to tell Santa Claus you'd like, Arthur?
Well, I was thinking perhaps the winning lottery numbers would be ideal.
Oh, no. See, that goes against protocol. You might think that things are all willy-nilly up here and there's no rules, but that's a misconception. It's definitely against the rules to give away lottery numbers. Do you have anything else you'd like, Arthur?
Let's see. A brand new truck.
Ooh, a brand new truck. What color?
Red, please.
A red truck. Okay, so like Hot Wheels or an RC? What are we talking about?
I suppose a RC would suffice, maybe with
Perfect.
The word Tonka on it.
What was the word?
Tonka?
A red Tonka RC. I got it. That's perfect. For Arthur. Got it. Anything else you'd like me to tell Santa, Arthur?
Tell him I said hi, and I've been very good this year.
Oh, that's great to hear. I will definitely tell him. Chocolate chip cookies soft in the middle. Don't you forget it, Arthur.
Absolutely. How could I?
Bye!
Bye.
Oh, that was great, Miss Holly. Make sure you get that through the tubes now. We're going to take a quick pause here for just a moment to hear from our fantastic sponsors for this live show. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Community Stories Live, the special Elf Call-In Center show. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. I hope you have your Christmas list handy because we want to hear from you. That number to call is 715-424-2600, and I'll connect you to Miss Holly. She's Santa's number one elf, and toys are never far from her thoughts. Well, let's just check in with her quick to see how things are going at the workshop. Hello, Miss Holly?
Toys! It's all good here! Don't forget about the toys!
That's good to hear.
You should see some of these toys. They really are nothing like the toys we were making when I first started out a dozen decades ago or so.
That's a dozen decades?
It's been... you lose track after a certain number. It's been a
a while. Not as long as Mr. Jangles, though. I haven't made it that far.
Well, what are some of your favorite toys?
Oh, so I really like the classics. I'm a stuffed animal gal myself. I really like a good teddy bear or even like a stuffed dog. Yeah, we've got a really good selection of stuffed dogs and cats because sometimes kids want a dog or a cat for Christmas, but their parents aren't ready to have a dog or a cat in the house, and so we like to keep really nice dog and cat stuffies for those kids.
That's awesome. I actually have a stuffed monkey.
It's
that is
better than a real monkey. It's certainly safer.
Always wanted a real monkey, but you know, even as an adult, I don't think that's smart.
It's not. It's not, and it wouldn't be safe. unless you're a monkey expert. Are you a monkey expert?
No.
Then it wouldn't be safe.
Okay, good to know. Exotic animals and all that. It's good to know your information on those.
Right.
Now, are there any challenges you have when it comes to making toys, Miss Holly?
Oh, I don't make the toys.
No?
No, I just do the paperwork. I'm busy. I tell people to make toys. I don't make toys. But Tinkle and Sprinkle here, they're great at making the toys. Their favorite things to make are like the wooden horses, like the rocking horses.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
really good at making rocking horses. They do it together so that it's balanced. You get it? Mm-hmm. They're twins.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, we want to hear from you kids about what you would like. What was it? Tinkle and Sprinkle?
Tinkle and Sprinkle and Steve.
And, oh.
Steve is also in tonight, yeah.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad Steve is there.
You wouldn't want Tinkle and Sprinkle without Steve.
The dynamic trio.
It's true.
Okay. Well, call in, kids, because we need to get those elves to work with your Christmas wish list. And I know there's a few new toys on that list. So just call up 715-424-2600 and you can talk with Miss Holly. As you can tell, she's excited about toys.
Toys!
So don't hesitate to call up. While we're waiting for your call, we're going to hear a lovely poem called The Christmas Silence, read for you by Beth.
The Christmas Silence by Margaret DeLand. Hushed are the pigeons cooing low on dusty rafters of the loft, and mild-eyed oxen breathing soft sleep on the fragrant hay below. Dim shadows in the corner hide. The glimmering lantern's rays are shed where one young lamb just lifts his head, then huddles against his mother's side. Strange silence tingles in the air. Through the half-open door, a bar of light from one low-hanging star touches a baby's radiant hair. No sound. The mother, kneeling, lays her cheek against the little face. Oh, human love! Oh, heavenly grace! 'Tis yet in silence that she prays. Ages of silence end tonight. Then to the long-expectant earth, glad angels come to greet his birth in burst of music, love, and light.
Oh, it's a special time of year, but we really don't want silence right now. We want to hear from you. That number to call is 715-424-2600. And while we're waiting for your call, we're just going to check in with our sponsors. This is Melissa Kay, and you're listening to Community Stories on WFHR and WIRI for our special live Elf Call Center. This is your last chance, kiddos. Call in now if you want to talk to Miss Holly. That number is 715-424-2600. Miss Holly, can you take a couple more calls?
Maybe a couple more tonight, but I'll definitely be coming the next time you do this. When are you doing this again? I can't wait.
On Thursday. We're doing it Thursday.
Oh, good.
Same I'll be time, here same place.
Ah, perfect. I'll be right here waiting.
Awesome. Well, kids, if you want to call in yet tonight, otherwise your next opportunity is going to be Thursday again at Community Stories from 5 to 6. Write this number down, 715-424-2600, and or you can always call up using the Civic Media app. Miss Holly, it has been such a pleasure having you here tonight.
It was so much fun. I never get to do things like this. This was exciting.
And I was really interested to hear about the tubes that you use to communicate with Santa.
Yeah, I forget how cool those tubes are. We've had them for so long.
And your paper folding skills are very impressive. Those paper airplanes are great.
Thank you. I really spent the last decade or so working on my airplane skills.
It's impressive.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to send out some special thank yous tonight. We have our Elks Lodge with their Santa breakfast this Saturday. You want to make sure to get in on that. El Cafe, Pro Seamless, Gary's Coins, and Edward Jones. Thank you so much for sponsoring these live shows. Thank you to Seth for putting together all the production on this behind the scenes. Thank you to Ashley for making this happen. And I want to send out a special thank you to James Maloff for working the board tonight for this special show. He's pulling double duty tonight when he wouldn't have had to work so hard, and I sure appreciate it. Things ran much more smoothly than they would have if I would have tried to run things by myself while hosting the first show. So thanks, James. Now, we want to make sure that you can join us again on Thursday, December 19th for another live edition of Community Stories. That's the Elf Call-In Center, so get those wish lists. Wow, it's hard to say those words. Wish lists ready for Santa. So you want to make sure you have those wish lists written down, because as you notice, sometimes it's hard to talk when you're on the radio. So thank you to all of our listeners and our callers out there. I want to send a special thank you to those callers. We appreciated hearing from you, didn't we, Miss Holly?
Oh, I sure did. It was great.
It's so wonderful to have you here. It was a pleasure to meet you. And can you make sure to get my wish list to Santa?
Oh, sure. What would you like from Santa?
I want a microwave.
A microwave? Oh, I don't know if we've ever given a microwave. Santa? Have we ever given a microwave? You're the first microwave.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh, we don't get a lot of firsts around here anymore.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Melissa Kay, and we'll talk to you next time on Community Stories with more stories from your community.